early part of next year.
That'd be nice.
So we're just doing our bit. Fly the flag.
Before Black Sabbath, I mean, you've done a little, Cozy, you've done a lot of work.
Yeah, one or two albums. Yeah.
One or two hundred albums.
I mean, and Tony, I mean, obviously the founding member of Black Sabbath back in 1970, which I always say was the first metal band or heavy rock band, to do the stuff that you guys did. I mean, that first album to this day stands up to anything that comes out, you know, by a lot of the metal bands. Yeah. At least I think so, in my opinion. I mean, songs like The Wizard and NIB and stuff. I mean, they're just, you know, I mean, I play that stuff all the time, and it still does the same thing to me now, 25 years later, as it did, you know, 25 years ago.
Well, it still makes you sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does. It makes me want to run as fast as I can into a wall.
Out of the room. You know? And into Toad's place tomorrow night, folks. Let's make sure you're there.
Yeah. But Cozy, now you've done stuff with Keith Emerson, and you were Emerson, Lake and Powell.
Emerson, Lake and Powell for a while, yeah. Worked with Jeff Beck, the Jeff Beck group, years ago.
That's right.
Rainbow, Whitesnake.
Yeah, Jeff.
The list goes on, folks.
He must have been. You bet you could tell. Between the both of you guys.
We've worked with some people,
there's got to be some good stuff.
Well,
the reason is
we actually ran out of people to work with, so Tony's realized that he's going to have to work with me in the same
And you see, you got to work with
so
him.
So here we go.
we were trying to work together 20 years ago. I mean,
no kidding.
And it's gone on and off. Cozy's always been in another band when we've needed somebody, or vice versa, you know. So. Yeah.
Tony, I'm going to take a little break here with a commercial, then we're going to play some music. Tony Iommi, Cozy Powell from Black Sabbath, our guests this afternoon. And it's good to have both of you guys here. As I said, I'm usually it's the night of the show when we get the bands to come by. Mm-hmm. It's nice to have you here early. We could sit, relax a little bit, and have some fun.
Play some music.
So. We'll be back tomorrow anyway.
Yeah, we'll be back tomorrow. maybe we'll throw something out the window.
Yeah.
For laughs, huh?
Yeah.
Why not? All right, we'll be right back. 99 Rock WPLR. 99 Rock WPLR, 22 minutes after 3 o'clock. Sorry about that. That was my daughter on the phone.
That's okay.
She calls me. She's 9 years old, going on 29.
She still talks to you, does she?
She does, yeah, so far. Because her dad's in rock and roll, you know? Hopefully that's good. Tony Iommi and Cozy Powell are guests this afternoon from Black Sabbath. And I didn't know you were, Cozy, I didn't know you were the band. I mean, that's how stupid I am.
I joined the band in 1989, and I did two albums, and then I had a bit of a misfortunate accident with a horse which fell on top of me, which we won't go into now, because it's a bit painful for the viewers, let alone for me.
Yeah, okay.
And for the listeners, I should say.
Are you okay? You can say viewers.
I don't really know, to be honest. It's never been the same. Nah, it's fine. But I did a couple of things since then, and then Tony rang me back and said, look, come back and let's get together again. So we did the new album, which is... called Forbidden, and then off we go.
Which we're going to be playing for you now. And that's got to be. How is it with you two guys working together, though? You both have been around for a while. I mean, in both aspects, from being an artist and playing music to producing. Mm-hmm. How is it working together on this? Did you have somebody else produce it? Or did you both do it? What's it say in the album? I can't say.
On this one, we involved Ernie Sears from Body Count.
Uh-huh.
Because we wanted a different sort of look on it, you know. I mean, we've done the two albums ourselves before.
Yeah.
And many other albums, of course. But this album, we got involved with Ernie C. And the idea of bringing him in was to sort of get more back to a root sound, like more of a basic sort of raw sound.
Mm.
And Ernie C sort of came in to help that way.
In the very beginning, back in 1970, I mean, what were you guys listening to? Because I'm thinking a lot of the music back in the 70s, FM radio was just starting to become popular, you know? I mean, as far as airplay goes, you have to go to the AM radio, and Black Sabbath really wasn't played on AM, I don't think at all.
Well, we had even more of a problem in England. I mean, it was just...
Okay, all he had was...
Total shut door there, you know?
Yeah.
BBC, they ended up... having to play us because it got in the charts, so they were real sick about that. But, but you know, in them days, it's just difficult to get.
Well, what was the song? The first song that got on the charts was the Paranoid, because of the length. It was 2 minutes and
but they wouldn't play us because of the name, you see.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Wasn't Evil Woman? That was the first single.
I don't know
whether it was a hit in the States.
Yeah,
I remember. Yeah,
and then we had Paranoid out.
Yeah, that's one of the complaints I had with Black Sabbath on the song Paranoid is that it was too short. You know, I mean, it's a song that just should be longer. You know what I mean?
We do a 15-minute version of it now.
Yeah. I mean, it's such a great driving tune. It's like, it ends too quick.
Yeah, but always in them days, it was like, you've got to keep it short.
Well, that's it.
All our songs were long.
They were, exactly. I mean, songs like, N.I.B., it's 9 minutes.
Well, you got
change.
Iron Man and, yeah.
Iron
and
Man,
with
another one was 8 and change.
Mm, yeah.
But that's where FM radio started picking up on the stuff. And, you know, it was good. I don't know if bands like Led Zeppelin opened the doors for you at all, because they were doing, you know, kind of heavier
longer,
rock.
Yeah, they probably
and
did.
Longer tunes, but mm-hmm. And they were like a year before, you know.
Mm. But it was a slightly different music. I mean, ours was a lot more.
Well, theirs was more.
Grim.
Yeah, well, theirs was definitely blues based.
Blues based, yeah.
And as opposed to you guys, where it was, I don't want to say grim, but.
I was joking.
Just like witches at black masses. Hmm. I say, what's that? From War Pigs, right?
Mm.
No, it's not grim.
Cheerful stuff. What's grim about that?
I love this. Look, what we're going to do now, since it's Wednesdays here at the station, we call it Double Play Wednesday, which means that we get a band and we. Instead of playing one song, we play two.
Yeah.
All right, so let's we're going to do two. We're going to do a lot of Black Sabbath, but let's take something off the new record right now, and we'll take something off an old record.
Mm-hmm.
The name of the latest album is called Forbidden. And what's the song we're playing, Cozy?
We're going to play a track called Rusty Angels.
Rusty Angels. Cozy Powell, Tony Iommi, our guests this afternoon. 99 Rock, WPLR, Black Sabbath, Motorhead, Tomorrow Night at Toads. See, it's not long enough. I'm telling you, this song is not long enough. Tony, you got to do something about this.
Better redo it then.
Could you do that?
We'll do it again tomorrow night.
Yeah?
A bit longer, how's that? With a few other tracks thrown in for good measure. And no extra charge. Toads tomorrow night. Don't forget, be there.
99 Rock WPLR with Black Sabbath. In the studio, too. Gee, I feel like a silly little schoolgirl. You know that?
You don't look like one.
Couple of. What do you think of this dress I got on?
Yeah.
This skirt
it's disgusting, quite honestly. I think the studio manager should have something to say about it.
One of my guitar heroes, Tony Iommi, is here, and Cozy Powell, drummer extraordinaire, is with us.
Noisy.
Noisy guy.
Very noisy.
I mean, here two guys. I mean, you guys, I mean, you know all these famous rock stars. You are famous rock stars. What the hell are you doing up here with me?
You're
a famous rock star.
Oh, is that it? Oh, okay. You got to be nice to me, huh?
No.
I'll fix both of you.
We're just about to do a quick rehearsal, and then off we go.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, that's nice.
We come to New Haven to rehearse, see, because it's a nice place.
It is. Well, you know, there's a lot of things I didn't know. I mean, you guys just flew in from England last night, and tomorrow night's going to be the first night of the tour supporting the new record, which is called Forbidden.
That's right.
We play Paranoid, of course, and before that we played a song called Rusty Angels. And the guy on vocals is Tony Martin, who's been with Black Sabbath 7-8 years or so now.
Yeah.
Who's been on a lot of the albums, yeah. And the stuff sounds great.
But the other boys have played. We've got Neil Murray playing bass, who used to be with Whitesnake Coliseum.
Yeah.
Jeff Nichols playing keyboards. And he's been with the band
16 years now.
Right. That long? No kidding.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow. You know, and Tony, I mean, this was the only band you ever been in, was Black Sabbath.
That's
and
right.
That, you know, before, yeah. Since the first album was 1970.
Yeah.
I'll never forget it.
Only 69.
Well, yeah, late 69, early 70.
Yeah.
I remember cranking that album out. Man, I used to drive my parents nuts. I was in high school, and I used to drive my parents nuts. It was great. I got to thank you for that. I really do, you know.
Well, we're getting flown out, is it?
You know, and how many guys out there listening right now, and I know it's true, how many guys out there have air guitared along with Black Sabbath tunes? Raise your hand.
Right,
you see,
four, five, six thousand, seven thousand.
Come on. Are you kidding? Jesus. Anyhow, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with these two crazy kids. These two crazy rock and roll kids. Tomorrow night at Toad's Place. There's tickets available, too. It's tomorrow night. It's Black Sabbath and Motorhead at Toad's Place.
Read any good newspapers?
We're back. 99 Rock, WPLR.
We're back.
Sorry, Tony. Got mad at me during the commercial break and hit me. Told me to shut up. Play the music. You little wise ass, he said.
Shut up and get on with it.
Yeah, sorry about that, man. I'm bleeding all over the place. I'll still go to the show, though. Tony Iommi and Cozy Powell, Black Sabbath, are with us this afternoon. I'll tell you, what a pleasant surprise to come in and see you two knuckleheads out there in the lobby. You know, I couldn't believe it. Show's tomorrow night. It's not tonight, though, because, you know, there's going to be somebody out there going, oh, yeah, man, great. And they're going to get down there tonight, and you guys are going to be there. It's tomorrow night.
It's tomorrow night. Yeah,
tomorrow night.
Absolutely.
Hey, how's Lemmy? I never met him before from Motorhead.
He's a character.
Yeah, no kidding.
He is, yeah.
I think I'm kind of afraid of that guy.
Well, he's all right.
If you've got any vodka in your presence, then you should stay well away.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's a darling. He wouldn't like me to say that, but he is actually very, very, very nice. And he goes to church regularly. And
Anyhow, let's play something off the new record. All right. It's called Forbidden, isn't it? When did this come out?
I think 2 weeks ago.
20th, yeah.
Yeah, the 20th.
Yeah. Oh, week ago.
Was it? And we played a cut called Rusty Angels. Mm-hmm. The cut, I guess, the record company, those rotten bastards.
Yeah. What do they know?
What do they know? they're pushing a song called, is it Get a Grip?
That's the one, yeah.
Do you like it?
Well, actually, they're pushing Guilty as Hell, I think, but Get a Grip is the one we want them to do. Yeah. But stations are picked up on Guilty as Hell.
What song do you want me to play?
Get a Grip.
I'm going to play it for you.
Everybody, you're
just
good.
Get a Grip and play Get a Grip.
Because you're my my pal now, aren't you?
Right. I shall be back later.
After he hit me right in the head, we're still pals, all right?
Right on.
This is one of my guitar heroes here, you know?
I'm mine.
And yours too?
Yeah, sure. Oh, absolutely.
Want to see me play the air drums?
That'd be a real sight for sore eyes.
Okay,
it?
Well, I'll do it to the song. Here we go. Black Sabbath, 99 Rock WPLR. 99 Rock WPLR with The Wizard. Tony, why you sit down and don't touch anything?
Why did I touch that?
You know, he's sitting there playing with stuff, and there's like an old wheel on a chair that we had, and he's picking up, and then he looks at his hands, they're all covered with grease.
He's a frustrating mechanic.
You know, you're ruining your image here, you know?
Your image?
Yeah, I'm telling you. You know what it is? You're hanging around with me. 99 Rock WPLR, The Wizard, from the first Black Sabbath album, and then we had from the latest Black Sabbath album, where is it?
Get a Grip.
Get a Grip. Where's the album?
Well, you just threw it in the bin.
You didn't take it back. You took it back.
You gave
me the record and you took it back.
You probably thrown it away.
It somewhere.
Jeez, you know what? I don't think I like you guys. Where is it?
Well, we're off.
Oh, it's right here. All right.
He's blind as well, this guy. I'm
The new record's called Forbidden. It's Black Sabbath, and we play Get a Grip. You guys are starting to bug me now, you know that?
Yeah, well...
I did like you when you came. Now you're bugging. Now you're
mutual.
Now you're
we'll
bugging
be back later then.
Yeah. You're going to come back? What are we going out to do? We going out to dinner tonight or what?
Yeah. Be careful what I say about Italians, as I have to work with one.
That's right, yeah. Hey, Cozy, you're outnumbered here.
Hey, Cozy's an Italian name, so be careful.
Yeah, it's how do you spell it? C-O-Z-Y, right?
That's right. Yeah.
What's your real name? Is that your real name? It is.
Colin is my real name.
Colin,
isn't that boring?
No, it's very distinguished. sort of like
Sir Colin, yeah.
Well, like Hugh Grant is very, you know, sort of a...
Talking
oh, you've, got it, you've got that in then, eh?
I've got to give Liz a ring later anyway, because I understand she needs some emotional help.
Yeah, and you're just the guy to
so
help.
So does he.
She needs some promise.
Oh, man. Tony Iommi, Cozy Powell from Black Sabbath with us. Hey, I'm having a good old time. And you know the best thing is? I'm having such a good time. I'm getting paid for this.
Well,
I'm telling you.
No, it's
well, we better work with them.
I'm telling you, isn't it nice?
Yeah, we're gonna have a word with the station boss.
Hey, can you guys do me a favor? Say hi to my friend Sparklehead.
Sparklehead. Yeah. Well, after the things you just said about him, I'll have a phone call.
It's a good thing it wasn't that
abuse.
He's going to the show tomorrow night.
Is he paying for a ticket?
I'm not gonna give him. I'm not giving
him
one.
He'll probably blag his way in.
He will. He'll slide. Yeah.
We'll make sure we have him thrown out. Then I'll have to buy a ticket.
There you go.
Okay.
Because you, I know you guys.
Hello, Sparklehead.
You guys are tough. I wouldn't mess with you guys.
We're tough.
Black Sabbath tomorrow night. You got to get out of here, don't you? You got to go. What are you going to do?
Go and do some work. Yeah.
You're going to do sound check and stuff.
Yeah, sound check.
We are. Yes.
Make sure that our crew are sobered up.
Jeez, I hate to see you guys go. Think you come back
lawyer,
again?
You can't wait to get rid of us.
Think you come back again someday and hang
we
out?
We certainly will.
Probably not.
Maybe tomorrow.
Hang out with your old pal here.
You never know. You never know.
We'll be back for another Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
I'm gonna slap you right upside. Come over here, you. You're being a wise guy.
Oh,
hey, tomorrow night. It's tomorrow night, kids. Black Sabbath, Motorhead. Down at Toad's Place. Tickets are on sale now. And yes, the phones are going nuts. I'm going to be giving away tickets coming up after 4 o'clock. All right, so keep it right there. Fellas, seriously, you're a lot of fun. Good to see the both of you. The best of luck on the tour.
Thanks very much.
And maybe on the way back, stop in again.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, absolutely. If we don't come this way this year, we'll be here next year.
Okay. All right. Beautiful.
In January, February, I think.
Beautiful. Yeah. All right. And seriously, wish you all the best on this
Thanks
tour.
Very much.
Which is kicking off tomorrow night right here in New Haven.
Yes, it is.
There we go. 99 Rock WPLR.